Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the day of St. Paul. Tomorrow is the day of St. Titus. And the following day is the day of, might I call him, St. Christopher the Goldmouth. And yesterday was the day of St. Timothy. A week of special people, a week of saints, all because they are God's called and ordained to proclaim his kingdom to the ends of the earth. Today is specifically the day of St. Paul's conversion. St. Paul's conversion to faith. Strong word there. 55 years ago, in India, where I come from, a book was published by the name Chosen Vessels. Ananias was told by the Lord, go to Straight Street and find this man by the name of Saul. He is praying. He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the children of Israel. When this book came out by the name Chosen Vessels, this was the story, life story of four men who converted to the Christian faith as they read St. Paul. Converting to Christ because they got to know St. Paul. These four men became great leaders of the church and theologians of the church in India. Conversion. Paul would preach nothing but Christ and him crucified. Paul would preach repentance following John the Baptist and Jesus our Lord and forgiveness of sins to the ends of the earth, beginning with Jerusalem into Rome. As we read through the book of Acts, this is what Paul does. Paul calls people to repentance and then following that, proclaiming the kingdom of God, even when he would be in prison in Rome. 2 years in a row, he would proclaim the kingdom of God, the reign of heaven. The precursor to entering the kingdom of God, the threshold, as it were, or the liminal experience, to be exact, is repentance. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaimed the kingdom of God, proclaiming that the kingdom of God is near. Repent, believe in the gospel. The train follows, even through the apostles, to Paul and to us to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to the ends of the earth. Matthew 24:14. This is the claim. This was 55 years ago that this book came out with the name Chosen Instrument. 20 years ago, another book came out also from Indian theologians in India by the name The Confusion Called Conversion. The Confusion Called Conversion. How do people come to Jesus Christ? How does one embrace the truth of the gospel, the one St. Paul was commissioned to proclaim to the Gentiles and kings and to the children of Israel? Confusion called conversion. Go back to the biblical paradigm. Repent and believe in the gospel. There will be no confusion about that. Repent and believe in the gospel. Conversion brings with it all this sociological, economic, cultural, and religious baggage with it, perhaps in our world today, especially in places where the gospel is preached, primarily among people who are not so well-to-do as we are, primarily among people who have too many gods to toss around and follow, primarily among people who have, in a sense, found their identity in a different kind of spiritual domain. So the word draws us back to where the word began, calling people to repentance, calling people to God's light and God's salvation, to enter there only through God's way, the Holy Spirit, causing us to convert, therefore repent, listening to God's word and following it. This has been Paul's message. This has been Paul's lifestyle, if you will. From Simon Magus, the magician, the Demetrius who was making idols for the Ephesian god, to Sergius Paulus, who was the governor of a state, from the Areopagus, where people were philosophizing and debating God, to King Agrippa, Paul had one message: repent and believe in the gospel. There is one King, one Lord, one gospel. Come to this chosen instrument of God, Jesus himself, and cling to him and claim his blood on your head and claim his promises that he sealed by his resurrection. This is a blessed place to be. This is a place where God has called his chosen instruments, his chosen, and in fact, his movable property. He tosses us around, having called us to conversion, having been privileged to remain in his kingdom. He tosses his people around. As he gathers to one place, he tosses us around as his furniture, as his movable property to the ends of the earth, so that even to the ends of the earth, his name will be proclaimed, proclaiming to our conscience repentance and blessing us his peace, the peace that passes all human understanding. Chosen, elected, sent forth to proclaim his kingdom. God be honored and praised among us and through us to the ends of the earth. Amen.